In honor of National Waitstaff Day, here is your waitstaff translator. Here's what they say.
Would you like anything off the menu to start?
And here's what they mean.
Your order sucks.
What they say.
Oh, that table is reserved for another party.
What they mean.
I don't want you to move because then I'll have to reset the table.
What waiters and waitresses say.
I'm sorry your food is taking so long. It's on the way.
What waiters and waitresses mean.
I forgot to turn your order in.
What they say.
Can I get you anything else today?
What they mean.
I'd like to make more money. Get out now.
And there is your waitstaff translator. Happy National Waitstaff Day.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Hello there. Hello. Welcome.
Welcome back.
Hi. Are you my waiter?
Are you my waiter?
Where are my waitresses?
Waitress! Waitress!
Yep. You are a waitress.
Waiter! A waiter!
Today is National Waiter and Waitress Day.
But I prefer the term.
We prefer the term server.
What about tips? I make my living on tips.
Well, tips not included.
Tip is not included.
Showtime!
Yeah, it is. The Mike Shown. It's just the tip here. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, I promise. And the Radio 434 apps. You can also find us on the Alexa device. That's even easier. Well, you have to enable the skill. How does it work? It works like this. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And she will. You can also find our podcast. Now, that's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You have to add the VA in there. The Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Even go to our website, radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel, and you will find a link to the podcast. So what we do is... we take the live show that we do between 8-ish and 11-ish, and we repack all of those segments minus the music that we play on Radio 434, and we put that together into a full-length podcast that usually drops around noon or so each day, Monday through Friday, and you can get it wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. I think I went through the entire list. I am running on light speed today because I know that, number one, we're always running behind, right? Okay. And two, we have all these stops that we're doing for Day of Caring. Kate is out there running around with equipment. And going live and on location from all these different locations, all these different Day of Caring locations with United Way of Central Virginia. It is their 32nd annual Day of Caring. And so we did one prior to the show open. We've got two more stops that she needs to make. Then there's a little bit of post-production that we do with the video, because these videos will then be shown on the Jumbotron at the Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium. That's where the Day of Caring luncheon will be held. So the videos that Kate's out collecting, we will mix them down, and then they'll be on the Jumbotron. So pretty cool. So I will be the MC. of Day of Caring, the luncheon out at the Hillcat Stadium, out at Bank of the James Stadium. So, if you are part of Day of Caring, if you're a volunteer, if you're part of one of the nonprofit organizations, I will see you there for the luncheon. So that's why I'm working ahead. Yes, because there's food involved. Exactly. That's why I'm like, you know, really rushing the segments because, you know, we time is tight. There's only so much time. Anyway, you can also watch our video content. We do a live video simulcast of the show, and that goes up on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. So there. What else could we do for you? Well, we could give you five random facts. We could give you, your stupid criminals in the news and the good news and all that kind of stuff. Happy National Waitstaff Day. We have some information for you. We've got an online poll talking about waitstaff, servers, out in the restaurant industry and the service industry. Thank you so much for everything that you do. Or maybe. So we have this. It's our top list. We turned the lead story into a top list. Top things waiters wish they could say to customers. All right. So that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Another season of Survivor concludes tonight. But now you can savor Survivor all year long at Jeff Probst's Survivor Diner.
Tacos. Beef tacos. Chicken tacos. Veggie tacos. Guacamole. Salsa.
There's always something delicious on the menu.
Ham and cheese wraps. Fried chicken and waffles. Say it with me.
Fried chicken and waffles.
Fried chicken and waffles.
You want some dessert?
Oh, yeah. We want dessert.
Peach cobbler.
Yes.
You want some more dessert?
Yes.
Chocolate-covered strawberries.
Jeff Probst's Survivor Diner, where you're always the winner of your own reward challenge.
That's ridiculous. It's the Mike Show. All right, so it is National Waitstaff Day. An online poll. Now, listen to this. If you hit up a restaurant today, you better leave a decent tip. You know, for it's just the tip. And it's supposed to honor this day, National Waitstaff Day, honors servers, bartenders, baristas. Thank them for dealing with your annoying requests. Okay? Can you make that gluten-free? Does that have tomato in it? Does that have... This tastes like it has gluten. Anyway, you might not want a tip after hearing some of these statistics, though. I do not. Maybe we shouldn't even read this because, you know, I really, really value the waitstaff. I value the servers that are out there. I value the people, the beer tenders, the bartenders, the waiters and waitresses. They do an incredible job. I used to work in the food service industry way back in the day, but still. Well, and still now, one of my biggest clients is Three Roads and Ballad Brewing. They do a hell of a job. So everybody, honor your servers today. But you might not want to after hearing some of these statistics. BuzzFeed recently polled thousands of current and former servers and asked them some fun questions. Let's call it that. Including, have you ever retaliated against a rude customer? All right, so we're going to get there. Let's do it from the top down. Because, you know, again, sometimes that's the way I like to do it. Have you ever eaten food off a customer's plate? 32% of servers have said yes. Have you ever dated or hooked up with a cook? 25% said yes. Of course they did. Have you ever come into work sick or hungover? 81% have done it.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Have you ever finished a customer's alcoholic beverage? Only 6% said yes. There you go. Have you ever given someone free food or a free drink because you thought they were cute? 30% said yes. Have you ever snuck off to the bathroom just to get a break? Of course people have. 88% said yes. Have you ever retaliated against a rude customer? Half of servers said they retaliated in some way. They didn't say how. Yeah. So that brings us to...
What a delicious task that is. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That brings us to our top list. Happy National Waitstaff Day. Waiters and waitresses deal with so many headaches, and they don't complain. But if they did, you would hear a lot from today's list. It's our top list today. Top things waiters wish they could say to customers. All right, here we go. Number one. This isn't a daycare. Tell your stupid kids to stop running around. Top things waiters wish they could say to customers. Know that sign that says, please wait to be seated? Yeah, it's not a question. Top things waiters wish they could say to customers. Of course the steak's undercooked. You ordered it rare, dumbass. Top things waiters wish they could say to customers. If you take my pen after signing the check, I will find you and I will kill you. Top things waiters wish... I will find you and I will kill you. Top things waiters wish they could say to customers. It's a little too late for the Diet Coke, Flabby, but okay. top things waiters wish they could say to customers. Would it kill you to clear space on the table before I get third-degree burns from this fajita skillet? Top things waiters wish they could say to their customers. Since you closed your tab an hour ago and you're still here, I had your car towed. Top things waiters wish they could say to customers. You better be a genie because you snapped your fingers to get my attention. If you snapped your finger, take two. Let's do that one again. Take three. You better be a genie because if you snapped your fingers to get my attention, I'm dragging your burger patty across the floor. What? Top things waiters wish they could say to customers. That one could have been written better, or I could have proofread it better. Top things waiters wish they could say to their customers. Folks, we close in a half hour, so we're closed. The Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or TheHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Jordan Hudson says she's engaged to Bill Belichick. Her engagement ring is 24-karat gold digger. Starbucks sales are down, mostly because they're losing customers to the Starbucks next to them. Mass-produced flying cars will hit the market next year. Tom Cruise may do Mission Impossible 9 just so he can hang off of one. Conan O'Brien will be a voice in Toy Story 5. He'll play a kid whose toys are stolen by another kid who will be voiced by Jay Leno. And U.S. News named Johns Creek, Georgia, the best place to live. The study cites its walkability, access to health care, and the fact that it's not Detroit. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. We're taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river. A little cloudy, a little bit of weather out there. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we really can't afford one. All right. So I'm looking at this. I don't want to do that. Let's talk about sunscreen, shall we? Is your go-to sunblock actually safe and effective? Well, let's find out. Because, you know, I worry about that kind of stuff. I worry sometimes, is it worse for us to just get a sunburn than the stuff that we're spraying on ourselves? A nonprofit, EWG, short for Environmental Working Group, just posted their annual report on the best sunscreens to buy. And at least by their standard, only 1 in 4 sunscreens on the market are actually safe and effective. I said only 1 in 4. Yikes. Now, that doesn't mean 75% don't work. It's much more about the word safe, and specifically the mix of chemicals that they use.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
I know. There are two types of sunscreens, chemical and mineral-based. And in general, they say mineral-based is better. Mineral-based is usually the kind you rub on, like lotion.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Moving on. They also tend to leave more white streaks that you have to rub in. They work by preventing UV rays from hitting your skin. Chemical-based sunscreens include most spray-on versions and work by creating a chemical reaction that absorbs UV rays and disperses them as heat. Now, both options can prevent sunburn, but studies have found the chemicals in that second type end up absorbing into your bloodstream and can still be detected days or weeks later. Chemical-based sunscreens are also worse for the environment and for animals, so they say mineral-based is a better option overall. They posted their top sunscreen picks for kids, daily use, and outdoor activities or sports. Most of them are fancy versions, not popular brands like Hawaiian Tropic or Banana Boat. But in general, mineral-based sunblocks have one of these two main ingredients, zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. I don't want to use anything now. I just want to put a big floppy hat on and wear a shirt. And that's it. Just a shirt. I'm going to let everything else dangle. It is the Mike Show. See, what is today? Today's Wednesday. Coming up, We are going to get really smart with your five random facts. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that's that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is just bound to say,
wow.
I don't know. All right. After losing, this is number one. After starting 0-3 to begin the 1990-1991 season, Michael Jordan never lost three consecutive games in a single season again as a member of the Chicago Bulls. Number two, the first artist to be stripped of a Grammy was Milli Vanilli. Once the news came out that they lip-synced their songs and they were just actors, they were stripped of their Best New Artist Grammy in 1990. Number three, there were such low expectations for Star Wars that it was only on 42 screens nationwide for its opening weekend. Yikes. Number four, Ronald McDonald is called Donald McDonald in Japan. It's because there's no clear R sound in Japanese. I said in Japanese.
Hello.
Hi. And then number five. Every mammal has about 1 billion heartbeats in their lifetime, regardless of their lifespan. So a mammal that lives a shorter time, like a dog, has a heart that beats faster than a mammal that lives a longer time, like a whale. Huh. I wonder, that's got to be something, right? It has about 1 billion heartbeats in their lifetime. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
Facts.
Yep, The Mike Show. It's, what is today? Wednesday. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to put them in your ear holes lovingly. It's called Audio Vault. That's on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition of the program. It's Way Wednesday, but it's even more important than that. It's the 32nd annual Day of Caring, and this is the day every single year that Santa Claus brings presents to. No, wait, that's a different one. Okay, take two. This is the day that the United Way of Central Virginia helps to mobilize a ton of volunteers to go out and help nonprofit organizations throughout our region. One of those nonprofit organizations is World Help. And we've got Kelly joining us from World Help. Hi.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
I'm doing so good. We're so excited to have everyone in today.
Well, we are too. We're excited to learn more about World Help. Tell us about your organization and then tell us about what your volunteers are going to be doing today.
Yeah, of course. I'd be happy to. Yes. So World Help is a humanitarian aid organization. We are based in Forest, Virginia, and for over 34 years, we've been serving the mission of bringing help and hope to people in impoverished communities around the world. So at our warehouse here in Forest, we have volunteers come all throughout a given week to help us pack, count, process, and ship life-saving supplies to go to partners in over 20 different countries. And then today, we have upwards of over 200 volunteers, thanks to United Way, putting on the Day of Caring. This is going to be one of our largest volunteer events of the year that we'll do. With upwards of 200 volunteers. And those volunteers are coming in today to help us pack brand new apparel from Fanatics Sports Clothing that's gonna go to partners in Africa. And then the other half of our volunteers today are gonna be packing brand new pairs of shoes to go to partners in Peru in just a couple weeks. That's what we'll be working on today.
All right, so did you say you have 200 volunteers?
Yes, upwards of 200 volunteers. We are partnering with Genworth Financial, so we have staff members of theirs that are local here in Lynchburg, but some that even drove in this morning from both Roanoke and Richmond to be here with us today.
Well, that is amazing. Well, we have your website up, and if folks would like to learn more, they can go to worldhelp.net. And if you'd like to volunteer throughout the year, can folks do that?
Yeah, of course. This is something that happens all throughout a year. Our operations never stop because the needs of people around the world never stop. So we're doing this day in and day out. We love serving with our community. We love meeting people. And volunteering here is really for all ages and all people. So we encourage and we love to meet everyone in our community who wants to come out and help be a part of helping people around the world right in their own neighborhood.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for taking time and joining us today. And we look forward to seeing you out at the luncheon.
Yes, sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. We've got more locations that we're going to be featuring on the 32nd annual Day of Caring.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition, and it is the 32nd annual Day of Caring. Now, this is our stop number two. Kate's been running around all morning long, visiting with some of the locations that have volunteers helping out on this Day of Caring. And Tony is joining us from Jubilee Family Development. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. So, Tony, tell us about Jubilee. What is it that your organization does?
Jubilee is a family development center. During the school year, we primarily focus on academic support for children 6 to 18. We also provide occupational and vocational opportunities for adults, such as GED classes, certifications, personal care assistants, certified nursing assistants, or link people with needs to the resources here in Central Virginia.
This is fantastic. Jubilee has been a partner of the United Way of Central Virginia and has been doing it for years and years and years. So on Day of Caring, how many volunteers do you have and what will they be doing?
I haven't counted. They're spread out. They're cleaning, sanitizing, disinfecting. I've got some people in the gym cleaning the bleachers. I've also got a little crew that is painting, just sprucing up the place.
This is a great day for nonprofit organizations because, you know, it takes a lot to run any organization and, you know, staffing might not be where you need it to be or funding might not be exactly where you need it to be. And there are so many jobs that need to be done. And on this day, United Way mobilizes a ton of volunteers to go out and help these organizations take care of those tasks.
It's much needed, much welcome, especially at Jubilee.
Absolutely. Well, Tony, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. It is, again, the 32nd annual Day of Caring, and Kate will take us to stop number three coming up.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. Stop number three for the 32nd annual Day of Caring. And we are visiting Vector Space, and we've got Adam joining us. Adam, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time today. Tell us about Vector Space.
Certainly. Well, thanks for having me on. So Vector Space is Lynchburg's community makerspace, and a makerspace is a place where people come to share tools, to make things, and improve their skills. So we've got everything from woodworking equipment to metalworking, laser cutters, sewing machines, stained glass studio, blacksmithing, ceramics, you name it. If you can think of something you want to make, this is the place where you can come and make it.
Go ahead. Continue, please.
Certainly. And so that's one aspect of what we do, provide this facility for people to make things. And then we offer instructor-led programming, usually for teens, for high school age youth, things like our robotics team. And we have an engineering mentoring program where students work directly with engineers to accomplish some sort of challenging project.
Now, this all sounds really, really cool, and to track your growth from when you started out on Fifth Street to your new location now, which is more than by comparison spacious. Tell us how that has gone and how the growth has affected Vector Space.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a timely question. I mean, we get this asked this question frequently, but lately there have been several individuals from surrounding regions, from Roanoke, from Charlottesville, who are looking to start a makerspace in their area. And when they come and visit Vector Space today, I think that they are based on their own admission, they're a little bit overwhelmed because it feels like they can't imagine how we have what we have, like the facility, the equipment, everything, the infrastructure. It seems daunting to go from nothing to what we have. And, oh, we lost our lights. Can you walk over there? Sorry, we have automated lights in our makerspace to help reduce our energy usage when people leave the room and the lights cut off on us. So anyway, in terms of growth, we have to remind these other people that we started very small. We started with a small amount of money, tools from our personal garage, and in a space that looked nothing like what it looks like today. And the growth has been very gradual, consistent, slowed down a little bit for COVID, but otherwise consistent and gradual growth. And over the course of 9 years, that's how we get to something that looks like it does today.
Absolutely. Adam, on Day of Caring, tell us about your volunteers and tell us what the volunteers will be doing.
Certainly. So part of that gradual growth is absolutely dependent on volunteerism, as any nonprofit is. And United Way does a wonderful job that we always rely on every year to take on tasks that are hard for us to manage with a small staff, and generally you often get pushed down to the bottom of the list. So it's more of the dirty work, the grunt work. And today we have Scott's Insurance helping us out, and they are taking on, I see some of them going past in our garden, weeding the garden, helping the place look nice and welcoming. We've got other volunteers right now organizing scraps of fabric. People will donate fabric to us, which can become very difficult to manage very quickly. And so it's essential that we keep things organized. Otherwise, it's really not useful in a chaotic state. So organizing fabric right now, there's a group rebuilding workbenches. So we have these workbenches that we use for First Friday. Every First Friday of the month, we do some free, friendly, family-friendly activity. And when the weather's nice, like in spring through fall, we do these activities outside. And we have these workbenches where we'll set up stations where people can make whatever activity we've set up for them. So recently we did metal casting with a foundry. So people would come and draw into molding sand some sort of design that they wanted to turn into metal, and then we would liquefy, we would melt aluminum and then pour molten aluminum into these molds, and people would go home with these aluminum creations of whatever they came up with. And all this was done on these workbenches outside, but they were built, I want to say, about 5 years ago. They've seen a lot of wear, so we're kind of taking the tops off and rebuilding the tops, sprucing them back up, and then we're building two new workbenches because as time goes on, we have more and more participants in our First Friday programs, and we need more workspace.
This just sounds fascinating, and so much to do down there at Vector Space, and so much for your volunteers to be helping with. It is the 32nd annual Day of Caring. We really, really want to thank all the volunteers, everybody that came out, and everybody that has helped. Helping all of the organizations, whether they were a United Way partner agency or not. This is a day that just tons and tons of volunteers have come out and helped out in our community. So we want to thank them. And Adam, we want to thank you and your organization for what you do.
Thanks so much. Yes, as you said, we greatly appreciate the volunteers. We appreciate United Way for organizing this event. And thank you, Mike, for having me on.
Absolutely. It is the 32nd annual Day of Caring. Enjoy the luncheon, everybody.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory.
That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, all of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles are set to race each other during the Indy 500. It's the Carb Day festivities. You can practically hear the announcer right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your wieners. Today, the rubber hits the bun as Oscar Mayer's legendary Wienermobile fleet relishes the chance to catch up with speed. No buns left behind. It's high-octane history in the making. So buckle up, hold your mustard, and get ready for a frank-tastic ride.
Good Lord. All right, let's go to viral videos. A Texas woman's video has gone viral because of her shock over how much her bride-to-be friend was quoted for bridal glam.
These makeup artists and other vendors and venues are charging people literally, it's not even a down payment for a house. You could buy the whole house. So her typical day rate is $25,000 starting out each travel day. Glam for the wedding day, $50,000. The hotel has to be pre-approved. You have to pay for the transportation for the makeup artist and their assistant. $100,000 plus. I'm sorry, I will not be getting married.
That's just ridiculous. Let's see. Skip that. Let's see. Okay. Sad news in the world of Hollywood. Norm has left the bar. Cheers star George Wendt died yesterday morning. He was 76. There's no word on the cause of death, but his family says he died peacefully in his sleep. Here are several entrances of George Wendt's character, Norm Peterson, on Cheers, beginning with his very first.
Afternoon, everybody.
Norm!
How you doing, Norm? What do you know? Not enough. Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Norm.
Better give me a tall one in case I like it. Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Norm!
How's life treating you, Norm?
I got just ran over its dog.
What's up, Norm?
My nipples. It's freezing out there.
What can I do for you, Norm?
Well, I am going to need something to kill time before my second beer. How about a first one?
You got it.
Oh, man. Let's see. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Let's do this. Since it's National Waitstaff Day, here's comedian, the late, great Norm MacDonald on how waiters talk about desserts at restaurants.
Desserts are different nowadays. When I was young, the waiter would come and he'd go, what do you want for dessert? Cherry pie or apple pie? And you go, I will have a cherry pie. And a guy would bring one. It was very simple. You know, things were very simple back then. Now, desserts, oh my Lord. The guy shows up and he's got a big tray, a canted angle, and every confection known to man is on it. He's all of a sudden for the dessert, he's like, oh, sexual undertones, you know. May I tempt you with something? Tempt me? You like decadent things? Well, I don't. I hope you left some room in your belly. Okay, listen. Are we still talking about desserts here? What the? Hold on here, maestro. I thought we were talking about a butterscotch pudding or something.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals and Dot News. All right. A 35-year-old woman in California named Christina Pennison is facing three felony counts related to a domestic violence arrest in March. She was after she falsely imprisoned, threatened, and then attacked her elderly mother with a fork. It was an attempted forking. She didn't actually stab the mother. It's unclear what they were arguing about, but police say that Christina was furious. She allegedly spat at her mother, shoved her into a sofa, brandished the fork, and tried to stab her.
Get the fork out of my neighborhood.
Sorry. The mother was able to hold her off and was unharmed. It's possible drugs were involved. Christina is also facing charges from a previous unrelated arrest and for being caught with an opium pipe. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. An 87-year-old guy in Montreal was out for a walk last Thursday when he had a heart attack. A random stranger saved his life. They did CPR for 20 minutes until paramedics got there. They vanished. Nobody knows their name. Here are the thankful members of Sabato Borelli's family.
A total stranger, someone saved him, basically stopped and gave him CPR compressions for 20 minutes, called 911, and stayed there with him until the ambulance arrived.
I want people to see he has set an example, and this person doesn't even know it, and I want them to know it.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you by the United Way of Central Virginia. Today is the United Way Day of Caring, and I'm going to be heading over to the stadium right now for the Day of Caring luncheon. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.